Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Space trash.
Trash in space.
Space trash.
Lifestyles of the rich and Uranus.
Space trash.
Celebrities, they're trash. But the astrology can help us understand.
Transmission incoming.
Greetings, trashlings. Welcome back to another episode of Space Trash.
Lost us at the rich and Uranus. And I'm Sarah Armel.
And I'm Molly Malshine. And we're here today to talk about the news story that is bringing together pop music, football, and now politics. It's Trailer. It's Tavis. It's Travis.
No, it's not Travis. And it's not Traveler. It's Trailer.
We like Trailer. We like Trailer. We're putting our flag.
It's the obvious thing.
We're putting our flag in the trailer park. Okay. So now that the Kansas City Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl, the spotlight is on Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce more than ever.
Kelce, isn't that an interesting thing that just came out too? It's actually not Kelce.
Right. It's actually Kelce, which I'm so glad because Kelce makes no sense in any language I know.
You've been saying that.
If you tell me what language has an E at the end of the word that is pronounced as a long E without an accent or an umlaut or anything, like, tell me the language and I will accept it. But until I knew the language, no.
That is literally your Virgo South node in action because you are so ahead of the game on like actual perfection of language where you've been saying for weeks, it doesn't make sense that his name is Kelce. And so then they had that segment on the podcast. If you guys are watching the clips or listening on New Heights, where the dad came on and basically said, yeah, actually it's Kelce, but we just stopped correcting people at a certain point. You've been on top of that acknowledgement.
I know. One thing about me is I know phonics. So anyway,
you literally know phonics.
So now that the Super Bowl is going to be like the Taylor Bowl, basically, they are freaking out. Fox News is freaking out because they know just how much of an impact Taylor can have and that this impact is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. We're assuming now that Travis is also a Democrat because he did a COVID vaccine commercial. I think he's just wants money, but whatever. And
I mean, so, I think he is a I think he's a Democrat, but I also think he just wants money. Like, I don't think he's a Republican. I think he was going to get the vaccine either way, and he was happy to endorse it.
Right. So let's listen to this thing that was posted by The Recount. The Recount, it's called Taylor Swift Broke Fox News. They've made a compilation. I'm wondering if this is going to work, if it will record. If so, that's great. If not, I'm sorry, and I will edit it.
I think it will.
We have had enough of Taylor Swift for now.
She shouldn't be liberal. She should be a total conservative, given everything.
The Pentagon PSYOP unit pitched NATO on turning Taylor Swift into an asset.
Yesterday, she flew private from New York City to Baltimore. Yet she constantly talks about climate change. So just please don't believe everything Taylor Swift says. We're all begging you.
I think she should just stick to her singing and let her love life be what it is.
The New York Times just speculated she's a lesbian.
A new poll shows 18% of voters are likely to vote for whichever candidate Taylor Swift endorses. Uh-oh.
Biden effectively has Taylor Swift as his VP.
A single post of hers led to 35,000 new registrants. That's arguably more power than the president.
She's sharing links. And her boyfriend, Travis Kelce, sponsored by Pfizer.
What's her stance on policy? Economic policy, foreign policy?
I don't think that'll be.
So don't get involved. Don't get involved in politics. We don't want to see you there.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
That's really funny all around.
Yeah. So my favorite part is when they're like, she took a private jet from New York to Baltimore, which is egregious. That's absurd.
I mean,
and then they say, and she's always talking about climate change. No, she's not.
I've never heard her talk about it.
She's never talking about climate change.
All I've actually heard her say is, I don't agree with Donald Trump.
Yeah, I don't even know if she said that. She did endorse Biden.
She did. She said that in Miss Americana, she said, I need everybody to know that I'm against Trump.
Okay, yeah, that's right. And she Yes, she endorsed Biden. And I guess they're very worried that she's going to endorse Biden again because she does have a lot of sway. But I mean, what can they possibly do to, I mean, the people that are going to follow a Taylor Swift endorsement, they're not watching Fox News. So what is the point of this? It's so weird. It's such a weird project for Fox News to take on.
Well, what I think is so like meta about it is that Fox News, the thing that they keep talking about is what a hypocrite she is. And the irony is that Donald Trump takes private jets everywhere, making Fox News the ultimate hypocrites. So for the hypocrites to be calling somebody that Taylor Swift to fly commercial would actually be more difficult for everyone involved, if I'm being
No, there's no excuse for the private jet usage that she does, but she doesn't defend it anyway. So we don't need to defend it at all.
I just Googled real quick, Taylor Swift climate change, and nothing comes up.
Yeah, because she knows she has no leg to stand on because she didn't. She uses her private jet more than like any other celebrity. And then that thing came out where her publicist was like, actually, that's because she loans it out to people. And it's like, oh, yeah, she's a real Mother Teresa loaning out her private jet.
Lol.
Like, the private jet thing is awful. She doesn't need to do that. No one should be doing that. But guess what? She is. And she's not pretending that she isn't. And she's not a hypocrite. She is a major, major girl boss. She is like the number one neo-lib pantsuit nation.
Yes.
Like, I, you know, that meme that's like, we want gay marriage. Republicans, no. Democrats, no, with a rainbow flag. You know what I mean? Like, she is that. That's who she is. And it's fine. Like, that's who a lot of people are.
So I just Googled Taylor Swift climate change. The first two searches that come up, one is, how much damage has Taylor Swift done to the environment? It's like, wait, way to focus on the wrong thing. Then I got, which celebrity had the biggest carbon footprint? You want to know who the top five are?
Who?
Taylor Swift, number one. Closely behind her is Floyd Mayweather.
Hmm.
Then Jay-Z. Then A-Rod. Talk about breaking the glass ceiling. She's the only woman in the top five of who is hurting the environment the most. Way to go, Taylor. Always setting records.
I know. And I still want to know what If I Was a Man is about. What could she possibly be doing if she was? She's using her private jet more than any man. Taylor, you don't need to do that song. You are the man. You are truly.
I stand by. It would just be that she'd be dating way younger guys.
Yeah, that is it. That is it. That is it.
That's it.
But she still could. If she wanted to.
Sure.
So yeah, Fox News is suddenly pretending to care about carbon emissions. That's what's so funny. It's like, they're just, that's the one thing they can cling to with her.
But they also cling to Donald Trump, who, I mean, he didn't make the top five. Sorry, Don. But.
Because he's not actually rich.
We're going to ask for a recount on that. They support all things Donald Trump, and all things Donald Trump are anti-climate, etc.
Yeah.
And I also think it's so funny, this idea that like Taylor Swift is registering voters at record numbers. What a good thing.
I know. If you're worried that people voting is going to be bad for your party, you might be evil.
Right. That's like actually like a bad party, bro.
Yeah. And again, like Taylor Swift is not really like, you know, this is not Che Guevara. This is really Hillary Clinton. She's basically conservative, but with a pride flag, and that's fine for her, but it's just so funny to see them go into a meltdown over it.
Continuing to call Travis Kelce Mr. Pfizer is so, it's like, are we calling Jennifer Aniston Mrs. Smartwater all the time? It's like, come on, everybody, you're in business. Fox News, you have ads. Like, everybody does, everybody needs to work, okay? Number two, this clip that I was watching was basically saying that it was like all the Fox News correspondents basically agreeing, like, we were cheering on the Ravens because we've had enough of Taylor.
Yeah.
So now there's an online petition just for the next 2 weeks to become a 49. There's a petition being sent around to become a 49ers fan just for the next 2 weeks, just to oppose Taylor Swift. It's just like, that's so like petty and stupid. And the other dumb thing is, they said we shouldn't be worried because Taylor's fan base is 15-year-old girls and liberal women. And it's like, all right, first of all, to say that Taylor's fan base is 15-year-old girls is honestly such a denial of self, Fox anchor, because when you were 15, you were also jamming to Taylor Swift.
It's also just so outdated. I don't think Taylor Swift is really on 15-year-olds' radar.
She's actually our age.
Yeah, she like I don't think she's like the cool new thing for people to listen to. Like, I'm sure they're aware of her, but I think she's firmly a millennial favorite.
She's the Celine Dion for the eighth graders.
Yeah, that's so true. That's so true.
Like, what's everybody freaking out about? The 15-year-olds are not that. There would be way more sway if some TikTok star we've never heard of said vote Biden. Like Taylor is actually talking to, if anything, that whole concert is full of adult parents and their children, because the adult parents are the fans, because she's our age and we're that age.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. But the older you are, the more likely you are to vote. So that's the thing. That's why a TikToker, I mean, they could say what they want. Young people don't really vote that much, especially now, right? Because like this upcoming presidential election is just such a crappy choice. Like, nobody is.
It's so weird.
Like, I doubt anyone under 30 is even gonna bother, honestly.
Listeners, like, I think we do need to bother either way. Like,
oh yeah, obviously.
There's just always a lesser of two evils. And like, ultimately, like, I am just planting my flag, if nothing else, and I'm gonna need abortions. So like, pick a topic that you really care about and plant your flag there, because in general, if you were to pick a topic you really care about and plant your flag there, it's highly likely that it would be on the progressive human interest side of politics. Just saying.
Yeah, but what's the progressive side?
The progressive side is abortions.
I know.
That's enough,
like,
for me. That's enough.
But the
for
Supreme
me.
Court overturned Roe v. Wade under Biden. Like, the Democrats could have codified abortion rights into law many times, and they decided not to.
That's so right. That's so right. I forgot about it. I feel like I trauma blacked out that.
I know. And I'm not defending people who don't vote, because I think that's really stupid. But I also think if you're stupid enough not to vote, don't
then
vote.
You deserve to be. But see, that's like the real irony, is like, if you're stupid enough not to vote, I actually want you to get an abortion more. Do I have to cut that?
No, I think that's fair.
It's just like, I think that like, whatever the future of. Well, and I think it's interesting because like, so, as you guys know from listening to the pod, on January 20th, Pluto and the Sun held hands and walked together into Aquarius. Now, over the next month, we're going to have conjunctions between all of the major personal planets and Pluto. So we really are in revolutionary times. And
we really are what?
That was like my friend. That was my lame as French. Revolutionary times. I was sort of doing like a okay. Chef's kitchen in France thing.
Exactly.
But yeah, like, I just think it's interesting because the whole thing with Pluto in Aquarius is that we are going to see the power and the power structures being renegotiated, not only among citizens, but also among netizens alike. But I know, I can't believe how much I'm seeing netizens now that I saw netizens once. It's fucking me up. I actually hate it, but I'm like, whoa.
You just learned the word netizens. It's a stupid word, so don't worry.
But I do think that we're going to be watching the negotiation of the citizens, the netizens, and like AI in general. Aquarius represents the internet, but because Pluto now has just moved into Aquarius, all of a sudden we're seeing, I don't know if you're seeing, LOL, who knows what the fuck's on my feed, but I'm seeing a lot of stuff that's like, more people than ever are rejecting, you know, social media and like impersonal online communities. Like, this idea that influencers have all this influence is going to be questioned, because it's like, influenced by who? For what? Anybody that's not actually personally connecting as a leader to their community and actually creating like-minded, symbiotic, new ways of connecting and thinking and supporting each other is ultimately going to be upended and defunct. Mm-hmm. The thing that Taylor does that's actually so transcendent, the amount that she gives individual people what feels like personal attention is, it's of the likes of the best politicians in the world. It's like Bill Clinton-esque. She does feel of the people somehow, even though
when does she do that?
All the time. Oh, you got to get on my YouTube. All the time. Somebody was holding a sign with certain lyrics on it in the audience far away in a concert recently. She spotted the sign and then sang the lyrics to that part of the song directly to them. She's holding babies at the Chiefs game.
Is she?
Waving to fans. Yes, she is of the people.
I thought that was Jason Kelsey.
Jason Kelsey too, but he's also, he could be VP.
Yeah, I don't think, wow, yeah, she held a baby. I don't think she will ever run for office because She's too thin-skinned, and her life is already so awesome.
Yeah.
I think that maybe Travis Kelce will run for office, because I think their relationship for the rest of their lives, I do think this is endgame, or as endgame as a celebrity relationship can be. And I think for the rest of their lives, like, he's nearing retirement age, you know? So once he retires, he's kind of going to be trying to prove himself that he deserves Taylor, who's also at her prime right now and going to continue to be at her prime. Like, I think he probably feels, and I don't think this because I think he's adorable and so charming.
Yeah, he is.
But I think in his mind, he's probably like, I'm one in a million football players. Like, yes, I'm a good football player, but this is Taylor Swift. Like, she is so important culturally that Fox News is doing a takedown. Yeah. So he's kind of going to be, unless he is the absolute perfect, you know, non-toxic masculine model that we are hoping he is, I think he might feel a little bit like he needs to prove himself for the rest of his life. And what better way to do that than by running for president? To make yourself worthy of Taylor Swift, to be like, okay, what am I going to do? I will run for president.
See, I would agree, except that two things. Number one, I think we all have to deep down ask ourselves, how good is that job actually? Like, kind of sucks.
Sucks ass. But like, you need to have an egoic reason to do it if you're going to do you know what I mean? Like, or you need to feel like you have a higher calling. Like, Barack Obama was like, I am going to be the first Black president. Like, this is important. You know,
totally.
George W. Bush is like, oh, this is the family business. I'm an idiot, but I'm going to do it.
100%.
Bill Clinton is like kind of a maybe just power starved, power hungry. Like, you have to be, you have to have a different reason besides wanting the job to do it. Do you know what I mean? Because the job sucks.
100%.
That's why Oprah 100%. Will never run.
But see, I think, okay, now this is like, maybe this is way too like mid Aquarius overthrow and I'm just early, but I almost feel like, this election aside, like, what Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce seem to have in my fantasy, like, imagination brain, the ability to do is almost like recreate. Because JFK, as it stands, except that, but Kennedy was very much like within the system. Like, here's the thing about that about Travis Kelce that I think is shocking to us all and also really special. He seems to have a good relationship with his parents.
Mm-hmm.
Very rare. Very rare. Like even when you're talking about Barack Obama or you're talking about Bill Clinton and George Bush, these are all people who were working something out in terms of their own power as related to people, quote unquote, in authority.
I think,
right?
George W. Bush was just a stooge and he was like, I'll be president. Yeah. You know,
100%. But what you said is exactly right. Because it's the family business. Yeah. It's like, okay, I'll take over the steel company. If his daddy wasn't president, he would literally just be painting in Texas somewhere, you know, with like a farm or he's just a fucking, you know, he was like, okay, you know, and the other brothers were actually way more equipped, but they just like weren't as funny and dumb. Like, okay,
cool, we love that. That's why, like, he's going to run and he's going to win, because he's got that kind of aw shucks, relatable, sweet, but he is going to have to, I think he's going to have to drop the, that very curious accent that he's got that is not the same as his brother's accent, which doesn't make it.
Well, it is. I mean, are we thinking the same?
Yes.
Sort of Ariana Grande during her tan phase?
Yes. What is the deal? I think he's going to stop. I think he's going to start to decelerate that. I can only hope.
Well, you know what it is? You know when you date someone and you fall in love and you kind of have those like blind spots to them, and that like give Taylor 8 more months with him. She's going to start being like, hey, babe.
Yeah.
Why are you calling everybody dog with a W all the time? Like, like, why do we need to, you know what I mean? He does give hints of JT's for shizzle. But I also understand, you know, locker room talk, boys have funny ways of connecting. I don't know. But I think like right now she doesn't even notice, because she's like, oh my God, like a man that pursued me, that loves me, that's about to win the Super Bowl. Oh, y'all. But like, yeah, that's going to wear off. And she's going to be like, yo, stop saying yo in the house.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And he'll do that. And he'll, you know, get really buttoned up. And I swear to God, he's going to go into politics. I've been saying this from the jump. And that,
I just wonder if there's a modern politics that we at the moment, like when I'm thinking about like the two-party system, there's sort of this energy of like the whole thing feels very defunct to me.
But it's never going to go away because the two parties have too much power. They would have to relinquish the power in order for it to go away.
But is that Donald Trump's purpose?
No, because he's running as a Republican and all the other Republicans are toast. Why would he try to change the system? Because the problem when you have more than two parties is that the votes get split and someone completely random will win. And it's not really like that good of a majority. You know what I mean? So
correct.
The problem, like, we could still have a two-party system if we had fairer primaries and if the DNC and the RNC didn't have so much power. Like, it would be better that way because then maybe our Democratic candidate would actually be progressive, which is what most Democrats want, you know?
Right. Fox is so short because every Taylor Swift concert is a TNC.
Yes.
A Taylor National Convention. And I guess that's what I'm talking about. When I'm thinking about modern politics, I wonder if it's going to end up being something that's less in the hands of the actual politicians and more as a response to the movement of the people, which I think very squarely Taylor has control over.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just the,
you know?
Yeah. The problem is that even Taylor wouldn't be able to get enough of a groundswell for a third party candidate to get in. She still only can really flex her muscles by backing one or the other. So that's why I don't think she's going to. And I don't think she, like, Taylor is establishment to her core.
Right.
She doesn't want to shake things up. She wants to be the top dog in the music industry. Like, yes, it's like we've talked about before. Yes, she bought back her master, or no, she didn't buy back her masters, but yes, she re-recorded all of her stuff. She started her own record label, but she's not doing that to promote new artists and help and give people a leg up. She's doing it so that she herself gets the most money. Like, she doesn't really want to.
Correct. Correct.
She doesn't want to deconstruct the system that much. Like, if she is going to do another thing that appears to be radical within the music industry, it's going to be starting her own Spotify, but she's not going to give more money to the, do you know what I mean? Like, it's.
No, it's literally, it's going to be her literally introducing Miles Teller's wife as a new artist.
Calais.
Who the fuck is Calais? Why is she always hanging out? Aren't they like, get a job, Calais?
I know. Why? What prompted you to text me that? You were like, who is Miles Teller's? Why is everyone always hanging out with her? Who is she hanging out with this time?
Well, she's just always hanging out with Taylor. And like, but like Taylor's crew in general is like such a like powerful, feminine, like, it's just such a group of women who do, like, Sophie Turner, the Haim sisters, Blake Lively. These are all women who are out working. And, like, yeah, they are the upper crust elite of the elite, but they're working for it. They're not just, like, these are not, like, just random, like, socialites. Like, this is a real pedal to the metal, building our empire crew. What is Kalee?
Yeah.
What's Kalee up to other than marrying Miles?
He actually has fewer IMDb credits than.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
I do, even though Google tells me she's an actress.
She's doing so bad.
Well, she's doing great. She looks great.
She's doing great objectively, but in terms of IMDb, we rock.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm sad because I assumed, because her name was Calais, I assumed she was like his childhood sweetheart and that she was also from the Philly area, go Birds, but she's not. She's from California. She's from Orange County, California. How boring.
She's just a hot chick.
Yeah. Well, good for her. I mean, God bless.
super good for her, but I'm just genuinely curious about, like, I mean, she must be a great hang.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so.
Which is great. I just think it's so funny, like, to imagine her sitting around with, like, Sophie and Blake and everybody talking about, like, going back to work and, like, how tired they are from work and how nice it is to get a relief from work. Kelly is just like, yeah, I've been waiting for you guys to stop working. She's like the stay-at-home mom that doesn't have kids. I kind of like me, actually.
Yeah, like, it's kind of goals. I'm okay with it.
I actually think maybe I'm so triggered because I relate completely.
Yeah. So, okay.
Hey.
With this Fox News thing and the Taylor thing. So, okay. I think Taylor is going to endorse Biden because if she doesn't.
Absolutely.
If she doesn't say anything, then it's basically a tacit endorsement of Trump, which is basically, you know, if you're out there and listening and you're thinking of not voting, that is a vote for Trump. You have to know that.
100%. Can you believe he won New Hampshire?
Yes. The kid's a star.
And the kid's a star.
I'm sorry.
Right. I know. Well, I guess if anything, we always just bring it back to the power of comedy and just like, yeah, actually charisma and comedy is enough.
He is unfortunately funny.
He's the funniest guy. He's the funniest guy.
And Biden is weakened at Bernie's. Funny. Like, we... What,
right, like, dude?
We really do have to only blame ourselves as Democrats if Trump wins again, because how do you not beat Trump? Like, again, how are we going to do this again?
Well, and it's also like, how do we not have another candidate? Like, hey, everybody,
because we
hear ye. We're looking for some leadership, guys,
but
before
another
one croaks.
There are endless people that would want to do it, but the Democratic National Committee has been suppressing all of them. They're not even having debates. There's like, this is the first time.
Wow.
This is the first time that the DNC has not had debates leading up to the primary. They're not even letting anybody. I mean, since the DNC was formed, like, they're not even letting anybody have a say. Like, no one can even try because they know that anyone with three brain cells would wipe the floor with him. So, like, if Biden loses, it is the DNC's fault, you know?
Wow, there's a lot to take in there. That's really interesting. I didn't think of that. But it's just so weird, though, because it's like, if there's anything that, like, the Democratic Party should not be, it's like authoritarian in nature. And yet removing the choice from the entire party is like definition authoritarian.
Yeah, it's undemocratic.
It's undemocratic. Well, I guess that's sort of what I'm saying, though, when it comes to, like, you know, the trailer party of the future. It's like, I don't know. I mean, the insurrection starting on January 6th and live forevermore in infamy. I feel like that was a really important. I mean, I guess it's like N9/11 dust era, but like, I don't know. I just feel like it's really interesting to in retrospect, it's interesting to think about the fact that the Capitol building and the most quote unquote powerful people in the land were absolutely powerless in this case. And it scares me. And it makes me feel like not voting, because it's like, again, it's capitalism. We got to make money. Certainly right now there are elections coming up and we do have two options. We need to vote for whatever party you align with. I'm not going to tell you who to vote for, but like, I don't know. I just feel like we're really in this very unstable political climate where, like, it's just weird. It's weird to feel like when you look at the government, like,
it's not even, it's unstable and it's too stable, because the Democrats are saying, no, we are picking this guy. We are sticking with this guy. Like, we're not allowing anyone else to even say a single thing.
Well, it's not that it's too stable. It's that it's too, like, comfortable and it has too much power.
Yeah, regimented.
Regimented. Like, it's like the Democrats at the moment are too comfortable. But also, like, I think that shows deep insecurity. I almost don't want to put this out there because I just want to be like, hey, everybody vote Democrat. But like, it's like, I feel like it shows such insecurity to be like, and nobody's allowed to run against me. It's like,
yeah,
like, come on, man, like, stand by what you've done for the last 4 years. If you actually have a good record, we're gonna be excited. We actually don't really know as the
and it's also like,
we don't really know as the ignorant American public what you've done. Lay it out for us, Biden. Tell us what you've done.
Right. I mean, I also blame boomers a lot. I hate to generalize, but they're still on the Biden. They're still like, no one else can win. And it's like, no one else has been given a chance.
No one's even allowed to run. Yeah. I got in a fight with my mom on the last day that I was in Florida about Biden, and she was nearly in tears. And she's an Aquarius Gemini. Okay. Do you know how rare that is for my mother to be moved to tears other than in sort of like a dramatic fashion? Although I guess that's what this was. She was nearly, she's, I think Biden's the best president we've ever had.
No, she
and I was
doesn't.
Like, why? No, no, no. I swear to God, she was ready to fucking fight with me. And I was like, what has he done? And then she started like listing what have obviously just been like, I don't even know, like headlines or like MSNBC facts where I don't know. I'm just like, mom, like it's kind of all a show. And at the end of the day, if we're talking about the president is who's in charge of representing us, at the very least, I want someone who's not going to confuse Taylor Swift and Britney Spears. Like, it's like, you don't see, I'm like, mom, you don't think he looks like just sort of like, could trip and fall and die at any minute. And then she's like, well, the real purpose is for Kamala to get in because I want Kamala to be president. And she's like, I don't know why everyone hates Kamala. And I'm like, first of all, it's not Kamala.
Like Pamela with a K.
Literally, like Pamela with a K. And then she's like, she's done great things for our society. And I'm like, what? I'm like, what? I'm not anti-Cam.
I know. I kind of like her because she is like,
well, I do like her.
She's been acting like she's on way too much Xanax for the last like 2 or 3 years. But
if I were her, I might be on way too much Xanax.
Yeah, right. Me too. But like, I liked her prior to that because she was very presidential. The way that she interrogated Brett Kavanaugh, remember that? That was what really put her on my radar. And I was like, ooh,
correct.
She's cool. Like, I kind of like her, even though, you know, obviously her past as a prosecutor is like not our fave as progressives, but whatever. But right. I don't know.
But also like kind of isn't everybody's like, so, like, I don't know. I think that's also a really hard job. You know,
yeah,
I don't know.
I mean, yes.
What are you going to, you know,
part of the system? Like, I've written clickbait. Right. What am I, you know?
Right. Like, exactly. We all have, exactly.
I don't know. But yeah, I thought she would have been good. And I thought if they tried to run her instead of him, people might be even more excited. But it's like they're just trying to do the safest bet possible. And it actually kind of surprises me that they haven't been able to persuade Obama to just give it one more shot to save us from Trump. And Obama has not.
Is he allowed to? Didn't he have two terms?
You're allowed to run again. You just need
to, you're allowed to have more than two terms.
Yeah, you just have to have, you can only have two consecutive terms. And then if someone else goes in after you, you're allowed to run again after that person's term.
Wow.
No, you can. Yeah.
My mom's one big thing where she's like, the other thing that she's gung-ho on, re the Democrats. And I just want to say to her, like, don't hold your breath. Like, please stop. Like, she's shouting from the rooftops. Like, Michelle's going to come through and save us.
God.
I'm like, Michelle's not interested in the one drum that she's beaten this whole time is I begged Barack not to run for president. I'm a lawyer, but I'm not interested in being in the public eye or politics like that. She's been going along for the ride like the good sport that she is, but she does not want to be president, mom. I promise you.
And also, why does every woman that we put up for president have to be a nepo hire? Like,
right. Oh my God, that's so interesting.
It's so embarrassing for women that you have to have a husband who was president first in order to have a shot. What? That's even dumber than having someone's child run because
wow.
At least they have the
I
same.
I did not put that together.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like, you could argue that, oh, maybe Bush Jr., his dad was really good and, you know, he was raised by him, or and like maybe genetically there's some like great talent that runs in their family, which obviously not. But like, you can't, with someone who's a spouse, it's like, what? It makes no sense.
Well, that is, I really did not put that together. That's such good thinking.
So
right. It's
people
like,
say it.
It's either Hillary or Michelle. It's like, oh, you had to be like driving in the passenger side of your best friend's ride in order for us to trust you behind the wheel. It's like, okay, that's like bad.
Yeah, it's
that's like a bad precedent to set.
It's embarrassing. But, and I'm not saying that about your mom because everyone says it. Like every.
No, Myra's embarrassing. Myra's
No. Every liberal is like, if only Michelle Obama would run. No. Here's what I say. If only Arnold Schwarzenegger would run, which he can't.
What?
He wasn't born in the U.S., so he can never run. But think about it. He would, and he's a Republican. He would beat Trump. He's the only person that would be able to beat Trump in a Republican primary. He would wipe the floor with him because he's cooler than
him. I'm blown away.
He's cooler than him. He's funnier than him. He's smarter than him. I don't know if he's funnier than him. I mean, the accent is
he's
funny
pretty funny, but it's... Well, it's sort of like both, right, like exactly, like are both of them are funny, but like with both of them, how much of it is on purpose? Not sure.
Right. Well, I think Arnold is more on purpose. I wish Chris Christie had gotten farther because like he actually could have given Trump what for more so than any of the other primary candidate.
Well, because he's also funny. He's also funny.
He's funny, and he's from the Northeast. Like, he knows how to speak to him.
Finagle.
Yeah, because it's shocking when you go to other parts of the country and people are, like, just not funny and really, like, quiet, you know? Like, how could they ever stand up to Trump?
That's what Margaret Qualley should have said. She should have, she should have been like, I like being in New Jersey because everyone's got a sense of humor. Like, that I would stand by. New Jersey for president. I mean, side note, coming off of this Leo full moon, I'm just curious. Arnold has a very presidential chart.
He should be president. They could do a constitutional amendment to let him be it, but they won't, because why would...
Okay, but then what about Maria? What about Maria? Are they still married?
No, they finally got divorced. I don't...
Because the nanny.
Yeah, I just don't think she's got the...
I don't think she wants to.
She doesn't, yeah, she obviously doesn't want to. And she, I don't know. She doesn't have the gravitas. She's a little bit dippy. You know what I mean?
Ooh, I actually love that. That's a really... She is a little bit dippy.
You know? She's
yeah.
got that big Kennedy smile, which is trustworthy. But I don't know. She just... I don't know. She's great. I love her. I would watch anything hosted by her. But I don't think she would be a contender for Prez.
Speaking of which, though... Robert F. Kennedy.
Shit show.
What? Shit show. The only thing that Robert F. Kennedy has going for him is that the merch looks vintage and it's not.
Wow. Yeah, that's really true. I kind of want some now.
Like, it looks, dude, 100%. It looks cool. And it's going to look cool in retrospect, especially if he doesn't win, which is such a conundrum. How confusing.
Wow. Yeah, I got to get some of this.
Right?
Yeah.
And, like, he actually has a very cool... I mean, look, at the end of the day, what the Kennedys have that I do think, like, the modern Democrats are missing is that, like, Kennedy cool factor.
Yeah, yeah. We will always want to return to Camelot, and it will never happen.
Right.
Well, the Obamas were.
It will never happen.
The Obamas were.
The Obamas were. I don't know. The other thing about Robert F. Kennedy, it's just a little bit. I mean, I the thing about JFK is, like, okay, so he did sort of have, like, a nasal. Robert F. Kennedy's voice, I find to be genuinely freaky deaky.
Oh, well, he has a problem.
Oh, he does?
Yeah,
oh, fuck,
obviously.
Sorry. I just, okay, what's up with shit? Okay, cut.
It's okay. I mean, nobody, apparently he doesn't even know total, like, his voice just started being like that one day.
What?
Yes. Yes, dude.
It's not like, I mean, I don't want to wish this, it's not like, it could be throat cancer? I mean, what's
no,
going on?
No, it's called spasmodic dysphonia.
Okay, then president's not the job for you, man.
I know.
It's all speeches. It's all speeches, baby.
It's a neurological disorder.
Fuck.
It causes your vocal cords to tighten and restrict airflow.
Okay, this is giving more and more of a case for Taylor and baby, daddy. Taylor and Travis have absolutely no problem with wind flow through the pipes.
Yeah, they've got great wind flow to the pipes. He's got a podcast. She's a singer. I mean,
right.
Yeah.
They be projecting.
I think Cheryl Hines, his wife, Cheryl from Curb, I would vote for her.
One of the best credits he has going for him, other than his last name is Kennedy and he has cool merch.
Yeah. Okay. What do you want to tell me about, you know, the astrology?
Well, what I can say is this. Travis Kelk has his North Node in Aquarius. We're moving into the age of Aquarius. Taylor Swift has her Venus.
Wait. Didn't we move into the age of Aquarius in the 60s?
That was just
the that wasn't the dawning of the age of the Aquarius. That, what about the song?
They were early. They were early on.
Oh my God. I thought we were
no.
I thought we were in it this whole
no,
time.
No, it's been the dawning this whole time. It's just a very slow dawn. Pluto takes like 250 years to make one revolution around the Earth. And when we're talking about generations, we're talking about Pluto. Pluto marks generations. So in your own natal chart, wherever your Pluto is, shows the sort of like the power center of your being. And it is like now forevermore, babies that are born now are going to have Pluto in Aquarius versus like Daphne is still part of the Pluto in generation. I mean, the Pluto in Capricorn generation, whereas now it's going to be Pluto in Aquarius generation. And so what that really just means is that we're going to see the deconstruction and reconstruction of, like, our generation is Pluto in Scorpio. So we are deconstructing and reconstructing the taboo, corruption, shit that goes on behind closed doors. merging with other, that our generation is here to like expose the darkness that comes with hidden secrets and also sort of ownership in relationships, right? The Pluto in Sagittarius generation, the generation after us, is going to be really concerned with like, fuck your gurus, be your own personal guru. Fuck this idea of higher religion and education. We're going to rethink belief systems. Then we move into the Pluto and Capricorn generation, which ultimately we'll see it, you know, as it plays out in their lifetimes, but they're going to be rethinking power and the facade of power and the government structures of power and how we do money and commerce and business. Now we're moving into the Pluto and Aquarius generation. And what we're going to see start to plant seeds at this time. And then as the children grow up, they're going to be responsible for really bringing us to Mars. Like, wow. That Pluto in Aquarius is very much like the sort of robot meet person marriage revolution.
Wow.
But both Travis and Taylor have their north nodes in Aquarius. So part of what their life's purpose is to actually take their south node in Leo talent that they can just rely on and bring it to the people and influence the people and make it less personal. They're making things seem so personal every step of the way because they have that south node in Leo that just makes you feel like, wow, are you talking to me? But no, they're talking to everybody and everybody's listening. And even the fact that they had him mic'd up for their big first I love you publicly is like so north node in Aquarius, south node in Leo, coming right off the Leo full moon.
I know. I can't believe they let us in on that.
I know.
It's not really helping the you know, conspiracy theories that they're a plant for the Democrats.
Except that from the beginning of time, I mean, I used to actually, my ex-boyfriends used to work on a show called Mic'd Up. From the beginning of time, athletes get mic'd up after games.
Oh, yeah. I love that. I love the TikToks of that. But the thing is, like, they're just not helping the speculation that it's all staged, that, like, at the biggest, like the penultimate game of the season, they would have a public I love you. Like, if you know what I mean? I don't know. But I think it's just because they have a great sense of narrative, or at least Taylor does. Taylor knows this is dramatic and fun and she loves giving it to people. And I think that's fine. I don't think it's because she's storyboarding it with her publicist. I just think she naturally gets it.
They're both genuinely aligned in their purposes. This relationship is in alignment. And therefore, as much as we want to think it's like planned or concocted, it's not. It's actually just like when you're in alignment, the dominoes just start hitting.
Yeah. 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 We love it. I can't wait to see what happens at the Super Bowl. I do think I have to go against the grain and root for the 49ers because I have family.
Are you Fox? Are you Fox News?
No, I have family in the Bay Area and I didn't know the Kansas City Chiefs were a team until 2 years ago. So like the 49ers, I had a t-shirt of them when I was little. So I feel that I'm kind of grandfathered into that life. And I've never been to Kansas City. It doesn't feel authentic. What about you?
I'm definitely Kansas City here because this is a love story. Baby, just say yes. You know, I mean, side note, one of the things about Kamala that to me stands out as like why I actually do think she's cool has nothing to do with policies or her past. But the fact that we did it, Joe, I probably say we did it, Joe, twice a week. Just it's so natural to me. It's such a good one.
Yeah, it's really good.
We did it, Joe. I love when dominoes start hitting. To me, I want Kansas City to win because in terms of the Taylor Travis narrative, let this be the best year of their fucking lives. Let's do it. I also don't want to see her sad face walking out of the stadium.
Yeah, you're right. It would be better if they win.
And
it
would just for the movie of it.
Yeah, they have such a groundswell of support behind them now because of this.
And also a groundswell of haters, which I want to be like, hey, fuck off, haters.
I know. Okay, maybe I will root for the Chiefs after all. But I don't know. I'll root for both of them. I like them both.
Yeah, root for a good game. And ultimately, that Travis and Taylor, maybe they get engaged if he wins or something. I don't know. You know, but it's like I love a good narrative. I really do. And I wish that for them. And it's funny, like I saw a lot of astrologers over the past few weeks commenting on Taylor and Travis's relationship because a lot of their relationship, including Taylor's Venus, does fall in the early degrees of Aquarius where Pluto is now living. And there's going to be, like I said, conjunctions with all of the personal planets as they start to move out of Capricorn into Aquarius. And all these astrologers were saying, like, I would be shocked if they lasted past this like Aquarian Plutonic portal. And I'm like, you are tripping. I think if anything, it's going to deepen their love and actually set in stone their legacy for the next 40 years. Because actually, at the end of the day, no matter how many relationships or dating shows that these two have relied on in the past, it actually hasn't been the end game. And this actually might be. I actually think this is like a total revolution for both of them, especially because, again, her Venus is right where the Sun and Pluto are right now. She's realizing, thank God I have so many past life memories and I'm such an obsessive compulsive whiny ex that I could just bang out all those songs. But I think she's probably looking back at her catalog going, oh, even now there's tons of those clips on YouTube, the shorts, where it's like she's rolling her eyes during Lover. It's like she's realizing like, LOL, that I thought that I knew what love was. She had no fucking clue until now. And like, I just think, oh my God, wait, there's something. Well, I don't think it's Taylor or Travis for president, but I do think it's like Taylor and Travis as like lead by examplers. And maybe Taylor, take the hint from the Space Trash podcast. Maybe you make your private plane an expensive commercial. I don't know. Get in the plane business. You got a plane? I don't know. You know, I just feel like I never underestimate, and I know better now than to underestimate Taylor Swift's power of absolute cultural upending. And I think genuinely she's a nice person. I really do. But there's something there is something I really have to tell you.
What?
It's Justin Timberlake's birthday.
All right, we're out. We're done. That's the end.
Space trash.
Trash in space.
Space trash.
Lifestyles of the rich and Uranus.
Space trash.
Celebrities, they're trash. But the astrology can help us understand.
Transmission incoming.